One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's Tuesday the 14th of March and the big news today is that Liverpool have announced the prices and the number of new tickets that will be available in the Anfield Road stand. So, first of all, there is going to be a price increase for everybody's tickets from the 23-24 season. The club's official website have updated us. So basically, there are going to be a number of changes to the ticket price and structures for the 23-24 season, and it opens the ambitious new Anfield Road stand, increasing the overall capacity to £61,000. Now, Liverpool have led with ticket prices have been frozen for supporters for the past eight seasons, and the freeze will continue for juniors on the local general sale, which will remain at £9 a ticket, one of the cheapest in the Premier League. Now, this is obviously Liverpool saying, look, we've done this. But it looks like there is going to be around about a 2% increase in ticket prices for everybody heading into the new season. And what I find really interesting here is that, look, 2% in the grand scheme of things isn't a huge amount, but we're in the midst of a cost of living crisis here, aren't we? And Liverpool deciding now that the time is to increase the tickets feels like they've not read the room particularly well. It's already, I think, too expensive to go to a football game in the Premier League and obviously in England in general, but it's not going to make a massive difference to Liverpool. Well, it will make a massive difference to every one of the fans that spends their money week in, week out, and I think that's the disappointing thing here for me. Obviously, Spirits of Shankly have come out and, you know, quite rightly, I think, have said that they can't believe that this has happened. They've tried to convince them not to do it, but it looks like it's getting done regardless. Unless there is a big backlash, Liverpool have been known to turn things around at times when there has been a big backlash. One of the things that I find really interesting is the number of tickets that will be allocated. There are going to be 1,000 new season tickets. There are going to be 3,000 new tickets available for general admission, which is basically for people who are paying for memberships or who are a member of Liverpool Football Club, not necessarily paying. There's going to be a new young adult section in the lower tier. And the other highlight would be most expensive single adult ticket to cost 54 and the cheapest is to cost 30. Now, we're increasing our overall capacity by around 7,000 tickets. They've said there's 1,000 season tickets going to be added and 3,000 new general admission tickets. By my maths, that leaves about 3,000 seats unaccounted for. And I think it's probably safe to assume that these are going to be corporate seats in some way, shape or form. Now, I think when Liverpool opened the main stand, the Carlsberg dugout was what a large proportion of corporate tickets became. Obviously, they had all the boxes and stuff as well. I imagine that's going to be similar. There are going to be maybe 1,600, 1,700 to these new dugout, in inverted commas, because I don't think that's what it's going to be called. Tickets are going to be new boxes. So what we're saying is from the 7,000 tickets, 4,000 are going to normal fans and essentially 3,000 tickets probably will be going to corporate. Again, you know, I want to say, I'm not sure if I'm disappointed by it. I was kind of expecting it, if I'm being frank. It's a little bit gutting that only 1,000 people get off that season ticket list. People who've been on there for 20 years still not getting anywhere near it. But corporate, you've got to understand that in this day and age, with the transfer fees and the wages of players, this is going to add a lot of money to the coffers. Much more so, I'm sure, than the ticket price increases that we've seen. Or that we will see over the next few sort of weeks and stuff. So I think generally speaking, this is probably slightly disappointing news, mainly because of how many more corporate tickets are going to be available. there is some good in there, don't get me wrong. But the ticket price increases, obviously. Yeah, as I said earlier, I just don't think they've read the room particularly well for that one. Hopefully they do change it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
In other news for today, Liverpool and Manchester City apparently are on high alert as Barcelona's Gavi registration has been overturned. Obviously, this is a player, 18 years old, who's been playing for Barcelona for a little while now, who's an absolute baller. Now, what's interesting with this one is that Liverpool and City have both admired Gavi for a while. Probably didn't feel like they could be able to tempt them away from Barcelona. However, there's been a disagreement between Barcelona and La Liga over Gavi's contract, kind of similar to the Lionel Messi stuff from a few years ago. And because Barcelona have got debts of over £1 billion, they didn't renew Messi's contract in the end, but they were able to put Gavi onto a contract worth around about €8 million a year with a release clause of €1 billion, otherwise saying you can't buy him, I suppose, is what that does. But now the clause will become null and void because it doesn't look like Gavi's contract is going to get ratified by La Liga, who insists, Barcelona cannot register the player because of the league's financial rules, which limit spending on salaries and transfers relative to income. We have not let Barcelona sign players this winter and they will not be able to sign players next summer, La Liga president Javier Tebas said this month. If Gavi's senior contract is cancelled, he will then revert to his youth team deal and then become available for a free. So a commercial court in Barcelona ruled in favour of the club in January, but on Monday reversed that judgment, with La Liga claiming Barca missed the deadline to file their case. Ooh, ouch! Sources at Barcelona insist everything was presented on time, that Gavi's senior contract remains in force. Interesting stuff, but either way, it's not going to be just Liverpool and Manchester City. There are going to be a host of top European clubs looking at Gavi because he is a player. He's absolutely brilliant and he's a young lad as well. So if Liverpool or anybody can try and get him through the door on essentially for no fee, they are absolutely in it. I'm sure they'll leave no stone unturned. And it might even give us a bit more money to spend on Jude Bellingham. Obviously now we've got the likes of Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount, Gavi all linked, as well as other players, which is a bit mad, isn't it? But if you can get Gavi for free, then you can spend 120 or 130 million on Jude Bellingham. Is it going to happen? I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to give you a little update now on Liverpool players. So Liverpool have been training in open training ahead of the Champions League tie against Real Madrid for Wednesday evening's tie. Joe Gomez was spotted back in training after missing the last 3 weeks. Stefan Bajcetic and Jordan Henderson both missed open training though, which is a little bit disappointing. No idea why yet. Obviously, you know, Luis Diaz has missed it as well. Captain Jordan Henderson's missed it, and Stefan Bajcetic. Thiago Alcantara, although closer to a return to first team action, remains out. He put a video of himself on Instagram Monday evening, looking pretty good, to be fair to him. But yeah, so I'm not sure why Bajcetic is out. But the midfield for Real Madrid could be quite different, couldn't it? I mean, I think right now LFC Premier Injuries.com has got Calvin Ramsey's obviously ruled out for the season. Thiago Alcantara is probably ruled out until after the international break, although back in training. Diaz back in training, or will be close to training back after the international break. Joe Gomez back in training, could be involved. Naby Keita, 50% chance of playing. Now, if there's no Bajcetic and there's no Jordan Henderson, we're looking at Fabinho, Harvey Elliott, a potential Naby Keita. Could you see James Milner in the starting 11? It's very interesting, isn't it? And I just wonder whether this is... Well, Henderson was supposed to be sick before the game against Bournemouth, which is why he didn't start in the match. Maybe we'll be looking to try and just sort of keep him back and make sure that he's okay. Maybe he doesn't actually need to train to be able to play in this instance, although that's a little bit unusual for Jurgen Klopp. He does tend to like to have players in training before he puts them on the pitch. Could we see a move to a 4-2-3-1? With maybe, you know, a Bobby Firmino playing ahead of two midfielders, could be Fabinho and James Milner or Fabinho and Harvey Elliott. I'd imagine that's unlikely. I'd guess that Klopp would want to play his usual 4-3-3 formation against Real Madrid. So, yeah, could be even more difficult than we're expecting it to be, especially if there's no Bajcetic and you know, the captain, Jordan Henderson, with all of his experience. So, yeah, feel a little bit for Jurgen Klopp this time. Feel a little bit for us Liverpool fans. Feel a little bit for everybody who's going over there. But if there's one game on the calendar that you want to get to, it is Real Madrid and the Bernabeu in the Champions League. And if there is a chance of a miracle in Madrid, God, I'd want to be there for it. I'm insanely jealous of everybody who's made it over there, because yeah, this is the type of game that, you know, only 1,800 people, I think, give or take, Liverpool fans will be going there, which means only 1,800 people could witness one of the greatest away wins in Liverpool Football Club history, which I'm sure you'd agree would be absolutely brilliant to be involved in. Fingers crossed for tomorrow night. We've got loads of stuff coming up on the channel, of course. If you want to listen to, you know, the likes of Thursday Night Pint and the Real Madrid Watch Along, Final Words, Red Men Uncensored, Journo Insight, Deep Dive, all shows that we've got coming out across YouTube and Plus. If you want to listen to all of our great shows as videos or podcasts, then head over to redmenplus.com. We've got a great offer for all of our bite-sized listeners. So if you sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen. We'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, head over to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, grab the discount and check out all of our amazing Liverpool content. Thank you very much for joining me on today's show. Up the Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.